Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where is everyone?
You don't know what's happening today, do you?
Well, should I?
Operation Crackpot?
Oh, shit. That's today, of course.
You and I are basically the only people left in the building. By the way, you're late.
Oh, I know. I had to patch things up with Jenny. I'm so tired.
Yeah, I've been sorting through some tapes. Thought we should listen to some of the more recent ones. You know, work back. This one's from last week.
Ooh. There's no name.
I know. Their filing system's a mess. Some have dates and no names. Others have names but no dates. It's a shambles.
Yeah.
Oh, still not getting much sleep, huh? More nightmares?
Nah, it's not that. I was up all night arguing with Jenny.
Oh, what was it this time?
You know how 2 weeks ago I forgot our anniversary?
Yeah, I remember.
So I wanted to make it up to her by cooking her a surprise dinner.
Oh, what did you make?
Prawn curry.
Good?
I thought so.
She didn't?
I think she didn't mind the taste.
But?
Prawns were off.
Oh.
Yeah, I got it out of my system quick, but she got it rough. Basically been in the loo all night.
Damn.
Still in there now.
Well, if you need to go home and...
No, I'm far better off here.
You sure?
Jenny's supposed to go on a business trip to Rio de Janeiro today. She's been looking forward to it for months. Now she's hugging the toilet instead. She's livid.
Well, it's not your fault though, right?
I mean, the prawns were on sale, but you don't expect them to go bad 2 days after the sell-by date, right?
Right.
Let's get cracking with this no-name interview. I'll take my mind off things.
Yeah, good idea.
Good to go?
Play.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. You sure about this? If you hesitated, do not proceed. Still there? If you continue, there's no way back. The choice is yours. Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you do not hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
Amelia Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederick Baden. Episode 17, Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker.
Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker.
Yes.
Hell of a name to squeeze onto your tax return.
I just put Tim Smith.
That's your real name?
Yes.
Right. How does Tim Smith become Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker?
You need a silly name to progress in the party.
I'm sorry?
They just call me Chucklepants for short.
I don't understand, Chucklepants. What party?
The funky, fancy, fatuous, fishy, fizzy, flashy, flirtatious, frolicking, freewheeling, farting, facile, farscore, far-fetched, feeble-minded, feather-brained, faddish, facetious, funny as fuck party. Sorry, thought you knew.
No, I don't. Should I?
We do have a general election on at the moment.
I'm intrigued. Do you have any campaign literature on you?
Our name doesn't fit on leaflets.
Haven't you considered making it snappier?
It's the FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
FFP stand for?
You forgot an F.
Sorry?
You said FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
FP stand for?
Thought that was obvious.
No, not really.
The Funky Fancy Fatuous Fishy
no,
Fizzy...
No, not the name, the party. What's your ideology?
Better weather, better Christmas presents, repealing the laws of gravity, replacing the Church of England with the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and introducing sand as legal tender.
Well, tickle my nipple and call me fickle. That sounds right up my street. Can I become a member?
You already are.
What?
We consider everyone a member unless they've declared otherwise.
Great! How do I rise through the party ranks?
First you choose a silly name.
Okay. In that case, I'll be Dedrick Damnit, Dipshit Doofus Douchebag Defeffle the Dandy. What's next?
If you want to stand for local election, you're going to have to win a fight with swords of rolled-up newspaper.
I'd better get practicing. Here.
You want to fight me?
Yes. One, two, three, go!
Fingers. Okay. Let me show you a little something I learned from someone who will remain nameless.
Very good.
Oh, I didn't know that legs were in the game.
It's a target. Everything's a target. Not the shoes, sir.
Not the shoes. Never the shoes. Okay, I remember.
You scoundrel.
Okay.
Stop.
Stop. I surrender.
You're good. You must be right up there in the hierarchy.
I'm party leader.
Really? Wow, I had no idea. Oh, it's an honor to meet you, Chuckle Pants. Ooh. At Amelia, we've always wanted to get into politics.
Really?
Oh, you sound surprised.
You just don't seem very informed about current affairs.
Oi, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you didn't know who I was, for a start.
I really don't think...
You've received a lot of coverage this election. You haven't come across the armadillo anarchists.
I have been seeing rather a lot of armadillo masks lately. So that's something to do with you.
Yeah. We got hundreds of people to parade through London in armadillo costumes, chanting, "Down with common sense."
Oh, perhaps I have heard of you. Were you the ones behind the eating strike?
Yes.
The images were pretty disgusting.
Meatloaf for breakfast, deep-fried cheesecakes for lunch, 150-ounce steaks for dinner. All washed down with peanut butter milkshakes.
Parliament Green was drenched with vomit.
It's powerful stuff. Eventually the government caved into our demands.
Oh, what were your demands?
More bread for the ducks in St. James's Park.
Okay. I admit I haven't been paying much attention to the news lately. That's partly because I'm in this office all day, and partly because the whole system turns me off.
You're not the only one.
I mean, this election is a total joke. The posturing and posing, the ridiculous promises that can never be fulfilled, it's a complete farce.
Farcical. That's the 12th F in FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
out, right? You're holding a mirror to the system and exposing it as an empty sham.
Not really. My wife just wanted me to get out of the house more. I looked at the local activities on offer, and it was either this or badminton.
But why did you choose the party?
I wanted to do theatre, really. But I get stage fright, and I'm terrible at learning lines, so I chose the FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
But you're the party leader.
That wasn't intentional.
You just accidentally swashbuckled your way to the top?
Don't be silly. The party leader isn't chosen by newspaper baton fight.
No? How is the leader chosen?
Sleeping lions.
Sleeping lions?
You know, the game. Oh. Everyone lies totally still on the floor, and anyone who moves gets eliminated.
Well, you must have stayed very still.
I was tired. I fell asleep. When I woke up, I was party leader.
That must have been a surprise.
It was a shock.
You didn't want to become leader?
No, not really.
So why did you accept?
FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
now. Have you got over the stage fright?
It's very stressful.
But I've developed a style that consists mostly of doing burps and cracking my knuckles at the microphone. That way I don't have to learn lines.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Why do you want to disappear, Choco Pants?
I don't want to be Prime Minister.
I can tell you with 100% certainty there's not a cat in hell's chance of that happening.
Switch on the radio.
What?
Switch on the radio.
But...
Just do it.
What station?
It should be on pretty much anywhere.
Accounts likely to be exposed in the coming days. The revelations have sparked protests across the country, with an estimated 900,000 protesters marching to London's Parliament Square, demanding an immediate investigation into both the government and the opposition. There is fear across the political establishment that the all-consuming nature of the expenses scandal and the anti-politician feeling it has unleashed will hit MPs of all parties. A snap poll conducted by YouGov indicated that in Thursday's general election, 5 out of 10 voters intend to abstain or spoil their ballots. The Prime Minister fled number 10 via a back exit and was seen driving away in a red Opel Astra. The car was found abandoned on the fringes of Gwydir Forest, and North Wales police believe she is hiding up Mount Snowdon. Back at Westminster, the Leader of the Opposition called for cool heads to prevail before having a panic attack and being taken to St Thomas's Hospital. The only party gaining rapid momentum in these extraordinary times is the funky, fancy, fatuous, fishy, fizzy, flashy, flirtatious, frolicking, freewheeling, farting, facile, farcical, far-fetched, feeble-minded, feather-brained, faddish, facetious, funniest party, also known as the Armadillo Movement. The FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFP's leader, Bartholomew Face Chocopants Knucklecracker, has promised to scrap VAT and replace it with a tax on hiccups. He has also sworn an oath never to keep any of his promises, so it's hard to predict what a Chocopants premiership would entail. Judging by the number of armadillo masks on Parliament Square, it certainly seems that Chucklepants' movement has hit a nerve with an electorate eager to send a strong message to Westminster politicians. The rise of the FFFFFFFFFFFFFFFP has sent shockwaves through the stock market, with sterling currently trading 1-to-1 with the Vietnamese dong.
Well, lock me in chains and blow my brains.
What do I do?
Go for it.
Are you insane?
This is going to be hilarious.
For a day or two, yes. But then, what when I have to deal with the refugee crisis, diplomatic fallout with Russia, the collapse of the economy?
My God, man, improvise.
What?
You'll be great.
I don't know the first thing about politics.
I'm rooting for you.
Shit! Should have taken up badminton. I've got an idea.
Yes?
You seem keen. Let's swap places.
What?
I'm serious. You do it. You know you want to.
It's a generous offer, Chuckle Pants. But tempting as the prospect of running the country may be, unfortunately my contract with Amelia stipulates that I have to lie low.
Why? What have you done?
We're not talking about me, we're talking about you. I've had my time in the limelight. My new life belongs to Amelia.
Don't you get bored?
I fight it with cocoa and stories.
Does that work?
It's working today.
I'm not going to be Prime Minister just because you find it amusing.
Oh, yes, you are.
No way.
You have no choice. You have to.
Why?
It's my condition for helping you.
What? So you are going to help me?
Yes. After your first 3 days in office.
2 days?
3 days.
Two and a half?
Deal.
Fuck.
Here are some things that I want you to do in the first days. You will change the voting age to include only those under the age of 18. You will make homosexuality mandatory for one-third of the population. Benefits will be dependent upon the claimant having watched all 9 seasons of Seinfeld, as well as the Curb Your Enthusiasm special. You will nominate an armadillo as Home Secretary, an alpaca as Chancellor, and an alligator as Minister of Defense. When you receive congratulatory calls from world leaders, you will respond in a mock imitation of their language. You will inform the French president of your plans to move the Eiffel Tower to Leeds in an attempt to boost tourism in the north of England.
You're loving this, aren't you?
I haven't had this much fun since we made 3 airplanes and a search party disappear in the Bermuda Triangle.
Strange hobby you've got. Can't you just take up chess or something?
Hey, you're the one who became leader of a political party to pass the time.
How do I disappear?
During Prime Minister's questions.
Seriously? There'll be a lot of people.
That's the point. We need witnesses.
What'll happen?
Oh, nothing much. You'll just be abducted by Martians.
Sorry?
An aircraft will land on Houses of Parliament. A dozen or so men with green face paint will get out, burst into the House of Commons, and abduct you. We'll fly you straight to a quiet little island in the South Pacific where you can start your new life.
Isn't that a bit... silly?
No! It's unbelievably silly! And it will be the perfect crowning to a surreal week. Oh, normally I'd offer you champagne at this point, but to be honest, we've got to get cracking. No time to lose. You've got to get yourself to Trafalgar Square ASAP to address the crowd.
Oh, hold on.
Give them a riotous, rabble-rousing knuckle-cracker of a performance. You can take Joey and Salvatore as bodyguards.
Who are they?
You'll be terrific. I'll be in the front row wearing an armadillo mask, cheering you on. I'm going to get Alvina to book you onto Newsnight. We need to turn our van into a campaign bus and tour the country. Amelia's going to throw all its resources behind you. But don't just sit there. We have an election to win.
I'm coming.
Haynes, you know what this means?
Oh, Jesus. What's the time?
It's 12:45.
Oh, my God, it's planned for one.
Do you think we can still call it off?
We have to try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get Frank on the line.
Okay. Where's the number? Okay. There it is. Okay. Okay, calling.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
What?
He's already switched his phone off.
Oh, God. Well, get Douglas.
Douglas, yeah, good idea. Oh, come on.
Daddy.
Pick up. Doug, thank God. Abort mission crackpot. I repeat, abort mission crackpot. Yes, I'm serious. We don't have to get blood on our hands. This will be resolved another way. How? Just trust me on this one, okay? By tomorrow afternoon, he'll have disappeared of his own accord. You'll see.
Today,
Today, we have a special treat for you. As you know, we rely on our patrons to make this show. And as a $5 patron, you get little mini-sodes to accompany each regular episode. Well, today, as a one-off, we've decided to release this week's mini-sode for everyone. We hope you'll like it, and we hope you will consider supporting us on Patreon so we can keep making this show and pay our team what they deserve. You can support us on patreon.com/ameliapodcast. That's patreon.com/ameliapodcast. Minisode coming up, but first, the credits. This episode was written and edited by Philip Thorne. It was directed by Philip Thorne and Øystein Brega, with music and sound design by Frederik Baden. It featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Felix Trench as Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Torgny G. Ondero as Agent Cole, Gemma Arrowsmith as the newsreader, and Julia Morizawa on the answer phone. The episode was produced by Imploding Fictions. It was recorded at the Bridge Writing Studio in London and Spike City Studio in Oslo, and engineered by Sam Harper and Robert Rustad Amundsen. All graphic design for the Amelia Project is by Anders Pedersen. To keep up to date with the Amelia Project, follow us on Twitter, where we're at @Amelia_podcast. And we will be posting a video of Alan and Felix swashbuckling with swords of rolled-up newspaper. Oh, yes. A special cocoa-slurping thank you to Kati Zindela for your support. Right, time for the minisode. And for our $5 patrons, fear not, you will still be getting something else that's exclusively for you. But we won't reveal what here, as Amelia is all about the secrets.
Come in.
Alvina, it's Scrabble time.
Oh.
I've beaten you 5 days in a row. Shall we make it an even six?
Not tonight.
What?
I've got all last month's receipts to go through. Speaking of which, I'm still missing some for the Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants Knucklecracker disappearance.
Which disappearance?
The Bartholomew Fuckface... Oh, ha-ha.
I love hearing you say that.
I've got the receipts for the campaign expenditure. Flyers, posters, Facebook ads, armadillo masks, kitting out the van as a campaign bus. But what about the receipts for the victory party? All those crates of Veuve Clicquot?
Ah, oh, good times.
Ah, I think Joey might still have them.
What? No.
Actually, where is Joey? I haven't seen him for ages.
He's around.
Is something going on?
What? No, what would ever give you that
Where's
idea?
Joey?
In the basement with Kozlovsky.
What? But he hates going down there.
I'll tell him to give you those receipts next time I see him.
No, I need them now. I'll go down to the basement.
No! You can't disturb Kozlovsky. He's mocking up the corpse for the Barclay disappearance. Oh, shit. Kozlovsky, quick, put Joey in a cupboard. Throw a rug over him. Hide him in the freezer. Alvina mustn't see him. Yes! She's on her way down right now. Ah. Oh, did she just come in? Kozlovsky? Have you hidden Joey? What's that? Is she angry? Oh, she's angry, isn't she? Kozlovsky, what's that noise? Was that the door? Kozlovsky, talk to me. What's happening? I demand to know, Kozlovsky. I demand that you answer me right now.
Why is Joey green?
Hmm?
You heard me. Why is Joey green?
Oh, it's, Martian paint.
Martian paint?
Mm-hmm. He was one of the Martians abducting Bartholomew Fuckface Chucklepants.
That was nearly a week ago! Why is he still green?
We might have used a paint which wasn't originally meant for people.
What?
Did you get the receipts off him?
What kind of paint did you use?
In my defense, the metallic shine did make him look very authentic.
Metallic?
Yes. Salvatore spray painted him. But don't worry, it's all under control.
Him.
Well, yes, we know that now, but...
His skin needs to breathe!
Which is why Kozlovsky has attached those oxygen masks to his feet. Didn't you see them?
Unbelievable!
Alvina, the soles of his feet are breathing just fine.
We need to get that paint off him, right now.
Kozlovsky is working on it. He's tried every trick in the book.
It's been a week!
The first attempt with paint stripper didn't work so well, but Kozlovsky has grafted new skin onto Joey's left knee...
What?
In a few weeks, all his skin will have fallen off by itself, so there's really nothing to worry about. Your skin completely regenerates every 27 days. Besides, Kozlovsky says that if he's not dead by now, he's very likely to make it right through to
Oh, well, that's so comforting.
He's getting better, Alvina. You should have seen him just a few days ago. I mean, he was so green.
Did we even make a profit from this case? I mean, after the election campaign and the spaceship and trying to save a green employee's life, did we actually
£2.43p.
When did you work that out?
Just an estimate from looking at the receipts on the desk and adding 24 crates of champagne. We sold a lot of armadillo masks. That was a good source of income.
So all that for a surplus of £2 and...
A deficit.
Oh!
A deficit of £2.43p. Approximately. But it was so much fun.
Yes. Hilarious.
Sure I can't tempt you with some Scrabble?
Out. Out. Out, 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 out! This is a madhouse.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. In June of 2020, an amateur podcaster disappeared from the Carson National Forest while searching for the legendary Thin Treasure.
But he was adamant that he was onto something big. He was obsessed. He showed her some hand-drawn map to a treasure out in northern New Mexico.
The Subjective Truth is part treasure hunt, part paranormal docudrama. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
Back at home, I placed the box on the counter, and I just stared at it for a while. You'd never be able to guess its social impact on the human race by looking at its simplistic design.
UFOs, ghosts, reincarnation, and liars. This is The Subjective Truth. Subscribe now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.